It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Todd Surprise, sitting in for Austin O'Neill. My partner, Kirk Elliott, hanging out with me here in the studio. It's a good day today. It's a hot day. Oh, my goodness. Is it hot outside? Kirk, you've been out there a little bit. Is it hot out there?
I mean, I didn't notice anything unusually hot out there the time of the morning, but later on this afternoon, yeah, it's probably going to be unbearable. But hey, it's July.
Right.
It gets hot this time of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, Kirk, this is the worst time of the year for promoters, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. They're talking about temperatures of 100 degrees plus.
101.
101 for the next, what, 2 or 3 days?
Through the whole beltway. I mean, it's the whole Midwest belt all the way across the nation. 100 plus degrees. I mean, 101 here in KC. So I don't know what everybody around. Give us the temperature, what you guys are getting in your local.
Right.
We'd like to see what they're predicting in your area for this weekend, because they're calling for a heat wave.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Kirk, are you going to some races this weekend? What are you going
to
do?
I am. I'm going to go to I-80 Speedway on Saturday night.
Are you?
For the final night of the Silver Dollar Nationals, and they say this is the final one. That's just kind of sad to me.
It is.
That if this is it for I-80 Speedway at the end of this season,
yeah,
that is very sad. Let's keep hope that maybe something will change all of that.
Right.
But I know the Kosciuszkis are wanting to retire and do other things, so
right.
But yeah, this might be the swan song for the Silver Dollar Nationals. But who knows? That we hope that would change. That's not final.
Let's start off by talking about our boy last night, Austin O'Neill. He went up to I-80 to run with the 360s up there last night, and unfortunately for Austin, he blew up in his heat race, blew the motor up. And I don't know if anybody knows this about Austin, but Austin has two cars. He's got a bare frame up there in his shop that he could put together in case he needed it. And he only has one motor.
And he had to wait a long time to get this motor at the beginning of the season.
That was more a reflection of not being able to get parts, the engine builder not being able to get the pistons and whatnot. So that had nothing to do with Westmar. And listen, let me tell you something about Westmar. Westmar was a good sponsor of ours for many years, weren't they, Kirk?
Yes.
And they build one of the most bulletproof motors that you can buy. I mean, that motor, the Westmar motors are so good, they don't blow up very often. You don't see many Westmar motors blow up. And
but it can happen.
It can happen, and it did happen last night with Austin. I just feel terrible for him. He finished ninth in his heat race. He was in heat race number one. Motor blew up. He's not here today. He probably doesn't want to be here today. I would say that if Austin was here today, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, he wouldn't want to talk about his motor blowing up, would he?
No,
motors aren't cheap.
We're looking at a couple pictures right now. So
I think
threw a rod.
I think it blew it up pretty big.
Oh
yeah,
man,
last night. So
what a shame.
And on top of that, last night, Ryan Timms was on his way to victory last night up at I-80. Had that race won, and what happens to him?
He blew up, too.
He blew up on the final lap of the race, and Austin McCarroll gets by him right at the finish line. I don't know if you've seen the video, but, Todd, I think we can find it on Twitter somewhere. Maybe if you punched in I-80, somebody pulled that up.
He blew up and still almost won the race.
I'm telling you, Austin McCarroll just barely beat him at the line. Just barely beat him. I mean, just by feet.
And that's the second time in a week that Ryan Timms had a race won.
And blew up.
And, well,
Did he blow up last time?
A different circumstance in his midget at Fairbury, Nebraska last Saturday night. When he was coming around for the checkered flag, a car spun out right on the front straightaway. He was like feet from the checkered flag, and they waved a yellow, had to go to a green-white checker restart. And he and Cannon McIntosh started throwing sliders against each other. Took both cars off the back straightaway, and Buddy Kofoid inherited the win.
Right.
So that's the second time in a week that Timms almost had a win.
In a week.
For different circumstances and couldn't close the deal.
I don't know what's going on with my daughter's dog right now, but I'm babysitting right now, and my daughter's dog, Texas, is losing its mind right now.
He's got a hair up its butt.
Something is going on with that dog. It is running around in here. I don't know if you can see that dog or not, but, man, that dog is he's just having a fit right now all of a sudden. He's just got wound up. I don't know what the heck's going on with him.
Got worked up over something.
I don't know what it is, but he's chasing his tail. He's chasing his tail. That's the funniest thing. Pretty good dog, by the way. Ryan Timms, he blows up last night, and Austin picks up the win. Ayrton Jeniton ended up getting a podium finish. He ran third last night as well, so it was good. But, man, I think the worst part about the whole thing is that our boy Austin blew up last night.
Yeah, and he had a fast race car at US 36 last Friday night, qualified in the top five. I think he was fourth qualifying, and the track was so rough they wanted to save it for Wednesday night at I-80 Speedway, so they didn't really compete at US 36. They decided to lay out the heat and the feature event to save their car for last night.
Just so you know, if I'm at a racetrack, I'm going to race, right? And I understand where Austin and John O'Neill Jr. and Joy all came together, and they decided, because, listen, he's really good at I-80. The last two times he's been up at I-80, he's ran fourth.
Right.
He gets around that racetrack pretty good.
And
let's be fair, US 36 was pretty rugged that night. And we saw a bunch of cars get tore up. And Blake Kahn, the point leader with the Lucas Oil ASES National Sprint Car Tour, he flipped his ass off and flipped out there in the field.
That's one of the wildest flips we've seen all year that Blake took.
Right. And we saw a few other cars get tore up because of the roughness of the racetrack up there at US 36, which was pretty non-typical because, Kirk, to be honest with you, we haven't seen US 36 like that in several years, have we?
No.
Since John Bowler's taken it over.
Yeah, and they hadn't raced since the 14th of June up there. They had like three rainouts in a row.
Right.
And so they'd gotten a lot of rain up there, and the track just wasn't as well as they would hope that it would be, although it was still a pretty good show.
I'm sure John Bowler was pretty ticked off about the track being in those
conditions. Good night for Gunnar Ramey.
Yeah.
He's the guy that came out the winner. It's going to be interesting to see. Tonight is the first night of Speed Week for the Lucas Oil ASCS. They're going to be at Tulsa Speedway tonight.
Right.
And we'll see. I assume Blake's in a brand-new car tonight? Because it bent the frame on that other car, didn't it?
It did. It did bend the frame on it.
And what about Wayne Johnson? What's his status?
I saw on Facebook, I think it was maybe 2 days ago, Wayne Johnson said he was going to go to the hospital, get his back x-rayed. He said, say a prayer for me. And I got a feeling that Wayne Johnson's back is messed up a little worse than maybe we thought.
That was a wicked flip he took at Waikini, Kansas here a couple of weeks ago.
It was.
That was pretty wicked.
Yeah. And, I don't know if you know this, but when he was at US 36, he got in the car, and when he cinched the belts down, he knew immediately that he had a problem. And he went out on the racetrack and tried to make a couple laps and realized he wasn't going to be able to do it, right? Wayne Johnson knew that he wasn't going to be able to race that night, so he loaded up and he went home after hot laps. And so we hope the best for Wayne. So, Kirk, again, tonight we're going to have some Silver Dollar Nationals up at I-80, right?
Yeah, this time we're going to see the live video. I won't get up there till Saturday night.
Who's doing the video tonight?
It's on Flow Racing, Mav TV on Flow Racing tonight.
It is?
And because it's a Lucas Oil ASCS tour event. So the next three nights, you can be able to watch it there. I do believe they still have tickets available at I-80 if you want to head up there and check it out for yourself.
And that's going to start at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
7 p.m. Central Time.
Big money on the line all week for the Silver Dollar Nationals up there. Everybody's going to be there. The car count's going to be huge. And so, you know, the World of Outlaws not racing this weekend, so all those guys are going to be there. Everybody is going to be at I-80 Speedway this week.
You know, over the 3 days of the Silver Dollar Nationals, they're going to pay out over $300,000, Kurt.
Big.
That's real money.
$5,000 to start on Saturday night, $53,000 to win. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the crown jewel events that everybody wants to win. And the track prep at I-80 Speedway has just been superb for this event over the years. Steve Kosciski does a great job. And the racing action, I expect it to be first rate, as it always is at I-80 Speedway.
Yeah, 12,000, 50-lap race, 12,000 to win.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty good. I'm looking forward to that. Hold on a second. Saturday night is an 80-lap feature. It pays, what,
$53,000. $5,000 to start.
And $5,300 to start.
$5,300.
Yeah, so that would be good.
And I think there could be some additional contingency money on top of that.
Yeah. Kirk, did you, I don't know if you heard last night, but Kyle Larson kind of put it on the boys up there in PA and the World of Outlaw Drivers last night.
I watched the whole show.
I watched it last night myself.
Yeah, boy.
What'd you think of that race?
He put a spanking on him.
He killed him.
When he won that fast dash, you know, to put himself on the pole, I thought, and the way he won that race, I thought he was going to be pretty hard to handle.
Right. You know, I thought there for a moment, Anthony Macri started ninth.
Yeah.
And he was ripping through the field. And I think if there a caution comes out, and maybe our listeners out there, I don't know if anybody agrees with me or not, but I think Anthony Macri was the fastest car on the racetrack. Now I say that. You know, Brent Marks, our guest that was on the show with us yesterday, at one point I looked up and he was running 14th. And the next time I looked up, he was running 5th. He come ripping through the field.
There's nobody that knows how to get around Port Royal Speedway better than Anthony Macri. I mean, he just knows how to get it done. And the thing that's been impressive for him, he lost his crew chief here last week, or a couple of weeks ago, Shuttlesworth, they went and developed their own team. They got Devin Borden driving the car. He had Bernie Steuben helping him out one night, and now it's pretty much Anthony and a couple of new guys, and he still runs fast. That kid can drive a sprint car.
Macri?
Yeah.
Well, I think, again, I think Macri was the fastest car on track, but, you know, I'm not sure that that Brent Marks wasn't the fastest car on the track because, again, he was running 14th, Kirk. I looked up there, and he was running 14th, and the next time I looked up there, he was running 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 28 laps to go, and he's in 14th spot.
Was there 28 laps to go?
That's what we're looking at the video. I'm watching it on the screen right now. So he was, like you said, he was in the position you said with 28 to go.
Right.
So it looks like that's when he started making his move is like, I mean, he's still back there at lap 26 to go. So, yeah, he definitely put a charge in at some point and moved way, like you said, quickly through the field. That's amazing.
Lloyd Collins said, come on, Scott, with your money, just buy another motor for Austin. Damn penny pincher. That's what he said. Why does everybody think that we've got money? Why is that?
We don't have that much money.
We don't have that much money.
Nope.
That's a different scale there.
Danny Dietrich looked impressive last night. He took a wild flip at Eldora over the weekend.
He wasn't even sure he was going to race last night. Yeah.
So they had to get a new car ready to go, and he comes out there and finishes second last night. So I thought that was a pretty impressive run. Those Pennsylvania guys.
Considering how bad a wreck he was in the week before.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
And another guy, Pennsylvania guy, Jeff Halligan, who we've seen win some weekly features at Port Royal Speedway. He had a pretty impressive sixth place finish last night.
Yeah. So who was better last night? I want to here's Caleb. Lance DeWeese begs to differ on who is better at Port. Lance DeWeese is pretty good up there. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
Where'd he end up last night? Lance.
I'm going
He ended up seventh.
Yeah, seventh.
He started 13th. Yep. He ended up seventh.
Right.
Yeah. But Lance, you're right, Caleb. There's no doubt about it. He's pretty good up there for sure.
Sheldon Hodenshield looked pretty strong there for a while. Then he just kind of faded back a little bit. He ended up fifth.
I'm with Tammy. She said, and thank you, Tammy, for tuning in every day. We appreciate you so much. She said, besides Larson, it was a pretty good night overall for the PEA posse last night. I thought so.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Danny Dietrich finishing in second.
Macri,
Brent
Marks.
Macri third, Marks fourth, and Lance DeWeese in seventh. Devin Borden finished in ninth place last night.
Yeah.
And Logan Wagner, I thought maybe he ended up 12th, I see. So,
Brock
but
Zierfoss.
He had a chance to get in the top. In the top 10. Brock Zierfoss won a World of Outlaw race here a couple of weeks back in Wisconsin.
Yeah. 119 port wins is what I think is what Lance DeWeese, how many wins he has at port.
Yeah. He's also good at Williams Grove Speedway where they're going to be this weekend.
Right, yeah.
So,
what did you last night, Kirk, Kyle Larson was racing at port, right? Port Royal, but he wins the SP last night for the best driver in motorsports. What do you think about
think
all that?
He deserved that award at the SPs. He wasn't there to receive it. He had a good reason for not being there.
Mm-hmm.
He was out trying to win $20,000 last night at the racetrack. So,
yeah,
congratulations to Kyle for winning that. Obviously, the driver of the year last year, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well-deserved award.
Yeah, no doubt. Pull up Ashton Winger's flip at I-75 this past weekend. That was a ride. I did see that. I did see that. That was a hell of a ride. So we'll try to find that if we can. But
Late model driver.
Yeah. And there was a pretty good fight after that, by the way. Did you see any of that?
I missed that video. I did not see that.
Yeah. It's kind of like Bowman Gray a little bit. They were getting pretty rough. So,
I think that's it right there. I'm pretty sure this is it.
I think it is it right here.
Super Watch late this. Model feature.
Watch this, Kirk. Watch this go in here. Watch this. Hello, coming through. Watch. Hold on. We'll just stay with it here. Watch this.
We got the 22 and the 51. Oh,
just watch the body slam that's coming up. I don't know if it happens right. Here it is, right here. Bang!
Damn.
Knocks him over the track. Ooh. Look at that flip, Kurt.
That was a wild flip for a late model.
Stay with this, Todd.
Number 22 car goes flipping. That's about as wild a late model flip as you'll see.
Would you be unhappy if you were the 22 right there?
That ain't very...
Hold on a second. He's so mad.
He's okay.
He's okay, but he's so mad. The officials are getting over there. He's getting out of the car. Watch this. Stay with this, Todd. He is not happy.
You got to have
And nor should he be after getting knocked off of the racetrack and run over the back of the track and flipping your car four or five times. Why would you be happy? Look, as he works his way down the track, he is not. I've done this before.
He's pointing his finger out to describe this for those who are not able to see it.
I've been this guy before. Let me tell you right here. And look,
he's into the window.
Right.
And now he is completely out of control. He's got a track official trying to hold him
hold
back.
On. Look, the guys right here in these two cars, they wanted to get a front row view of all this. So they just pulled up there to watch all this. But it gets pretty hairy. It gets a little WWE here.
Now you get some of the crew members involved.
Yeah.
And they're throwing punches. This is about as wild a melee as we've ever watched in any kind of dirt track
race. It continues on here. So, look at him. He's doing everything he can to get in that car and get a hold of that driver. And now the crew members are starting to get into it a little bit. You know, that never happened with me. My crew members, every time I got mad, my crew members would stay over there at the car and just let me handle it.
Let you deal with them.
What was the problem with? Look at that flip, man. That was a nasty one.
The 51 car gets into the left side of the 22, right. And that is Ashton Winger, you say? I've not seen this video before. You're showing it live right now. And he takes a wild flip, barrel rolls about 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Fortunately, he's okay, crawls out of the car in a hurry, and goes racing over to the 51 car, stopped on
thanks
the racetrack.
The 22 is Ashton Winger.
Yes, thanks to Flow Video for the video on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, that was pretty wild stuff right there.
And that was at what racetrack?
I-75.
Where's that located?
Look, I mean, you know, part of the problem there is that he ran him up the track, but the drop-off on that back straightaway is pretty radical.
That's a major.
I mean, if you get over there,
look at that,
and you dig in, you're going for a ride.
Good news is he's okay. He crawled out in a hurry, and he was ready to go at it.
I'm watching this video, and I'm just watching old Tex just walk around like he owns the place.
He's rolling.
He's just something. All right, so, Kirk, anything else that we should talk about? Upcoming races, anything that you want to talk about?
No, I'm going to Iowa Speedway on Sunday. The Indy cars are up there this weekend. Got a race on Saturday and a race on Sunday. I'll be there on Sunday.
You know,
might be up there.
Iowa Speedway puts on some of the better Indy car races, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since they've had the Indy cars up there. But
right.
Hy-Vee is a big sponsor. They're local, you know.
And Blake Shelton is having a concert on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, Tim McGraw, the pre-race concert on Saturday, and Florida Georgia Line after the Saturday race, and then Gwen Stefani. Is that Blake Shelton's wife?
Yeah. Is she playing
She's
too?
The pre-race concert, and then Blake plays after the races on Sunday.
Gwen Stefani is going to be the pre-race concert, and then Blake's going to be the post-race concert.
So you got two IndyCar races.
Gosh, don't tell Dieter that. I'm going to be forced to drive 3.5 hours up and 3.5 hours back unless you can get off on Monday.
You got two IndyCar points races, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. So you could go up to Knoxville like on Saturday night.
I'd like to see Gwen Stefani, though.
She puts on a good show.
She is. She's a pretty good entertainer.
High energetic.
Yeah.
And you could fit Knoxville into it. It's just half hour down the road. Go to the
car
races on Saturday night.
Motorhome on up there, park it.
Yeah.
And then just whip on over. And
well, if we can do that and
you can Skype in on the show.
If we could take the motorhome up there and take the dog with us, that's the problem. We're babysitting the dog
you got
this
whole
weekend.
Dog week.
And my daughter doesn't come home till Sunday about noon.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be a
problem. But it still might work out, though.
Still might be able to pull it off.
It still might be able to pull it off. Hey,
well, I'm going up to the race at I-80, staying all night up there, then driving over to Iowa Speedway on Sunday. That's my plan.
Kirk's been seeing some races lately, boy. He's been putting in, and he saw more races in the last 3 weeks than he has in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I have. Able to get out more now.
Yeah.
You got that sunscreen on your head, Kirk? I meant to ask you about that, too.
I wear a cap.
Okay.
Hey, my old buddy from Australia, Ben, is chiming in. He said, that sucked for Austin O'Neill. You guys should set him a GoFundMe page to help him out.
We can probably do that.
Maybe we should do that.
We could probably do something.
I don't know how much money we'd raise, but that would be good.
We can pimp it out on the show every day and then
try to get him some money together for a new motor.
And then maybe everybody that donates, I'm sure Austin would be able to chip in a decal for you.
I would chip in a bunch of Racing Boys gear
mostly
if somebody wanted
gear,
to do it.
So,
yeah,
we might be able to do something with that.
We need to get some Mostly Motorsports gear. We don't have any yet.
That's right. We got Racing Boys gear, but we got plenty of that still.
Yeah, for sure. Kirk, last night they raced at Lucas Oil Speedway. They had a Legends race down there last night. Did you even know that was going on?
I did know what was going on. I didn't see. Did they have video of that last night or not?
I haven't been able to find it.
I don't think they did.
A 14-year-old kid, Carson Brown, he picked up the win. He was from Virginia, and he picked up that Legends win race last night down at Lucas Oil Speedway. I didn't even know that was going on.
I'd seen they put out a press release promoting that earlier in the week. We knew that they were going to run on Wednesday night. That's a special event. The Midwest Mods were there as well. Scott Campbell, the winner.
Yep. Yeah, I did not know that was going on. I didn't even know that was taking place last night.
Pure Stocks and USRA Tuners, some, local racing.
Right. So, all right, well, why don't we take a break when we come back? Ty Dillon is going to join us here on the show. We're going to talk to him about, hey, have you seen his brother's show?
Pretty cool. I've seen one full episode that I've seen a ton of 7-8 minute segments of it. It's fun to watch for, if you're into that kind of show. It's kind of a different spin on that kind of a show because it's got some racing.
It's kind of
part.
Him and his crew member.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they kind of, it's the, obviously it is what it is. It's the
it's
show.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality-based show, but it kind of gives you a little bit of, if you're a race fan, it gives you, if your wife likes it or a girlfriend likes watching reality shows, and maybe turn her on to that because it you do get some pretty funny stuff. I liked the episode last week where he had to go in the simulator, so he let his friend babysit the kid, and he lost that kid within 5 minutes in that big house. And I thought,
right,
only rich people problems, but you lose a kid in the big house, so you got to turn on all the video monitors to find the kid. But it ain't a bad show, and like you said, it's not like on a one-off network or anything. It's on USA. I mean,
it's on a big network,
prominent network that features some races and a lot of sports, and they have a history in this. WWE.
I kind of like it.
No, I don't mind it. Like I said, some are really terrible. This has some actually pretty good writing, because there is writing, even though it's a reality show, there's pretty good writing in it.
Doesn't it make you think, though, that, to be honest with you, it sheds a light on how
they don't,
dare I say it, how they don't live in reality.
Yeah.
They live in these big giant mansions. They fly around in private jets to go to these races. They live fat and happy.
Yeah, that's the new trend. Everything on these shows, the lifestyle. When we were kids, it was the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Remember, with Robin Leach, when we were a kid, that's what you saw on TV. Now it's the basketball wives, the such that so, and the real wife, housewives of this.
Right.
And they live in this exaggerated world. And the joke is kind of on them in a way. Because
it is a little bit.
And everybody knows it.
Right.
Kind of.
But
so,
them.
Exactly. And I think they kind of get it as well. It's kind of like, they cannot not watch this and realize that people are kind of giggling, but. It's not a bad show. I like I said, there's some elements that are pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you watched it, Kurt?
I saw one episode of it.
Didn't do anything for you?
Didn't do anything for it. Maybe I'm soured. That Lakeside show they put on for Lakeside Speedway here
Dirt
several
Nights.
Years ago.
Wasn't that called Dirt Nights?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they utilized our deal in the studio.
We did shows right here at this counter.
But there was some writing and some manipulation going on there.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was all that.
Hold on, Kurt. That is not a very accurate statement, what you're saying. What they told us to do when we did that reality show back in those days, how many years ago was that? 10 years ago?
At least.
Longer than that. Before
was
me.
Was it more than 10 years ago?
Yeah, before me.
Thunder in the Heartland.
There
that's
you
what
Thunder
it was.
Thunder in the Heartland.
That's what it was.
It was about 5 years before
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Caleb. You're a lifesaver.
But that wasn't real.
No, what they would do when they would come in, they would say, this is what we want you to talk about. Use your own words.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did.
Yep. They give them a topic.
Right.
Here's where we want you
Here's the direction we want to go.
And go.
And go.
And we're going to film everything. And we'll.
Were you around then, Tom?
No, I was about 3 years right before I joined.
So
the
that
TV.
Had to be
14 years ago. Maybe even 15, right. Yeah. I remember, heck, Bubba.
It wasn't a very good show.
It was okay, but compared to today's standards, it's not.
You know what was bad about that show was that the people that were racing, the characters that they'd picked out to win the races, didn't win the races.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst part about it.
That was the worst thing about it. all the characters that they picked out, all the guys, right? The Bonies, who else?
Bubba. I can't even remember all
Bubba
the drivers.
Bubba Harvey was one of them. Tim Carrick.
Tim Carrick.
Bubba and...
The Bonies, or Boney.
Boney.
Justin
and
Boney.
Then,
but who ended up winning all those races? It was...
now I can't remember.
Somebody
Kirk, did. As much as you remember, you can't remember that.
Charles, Danny Charles, Donnie Charles.
No, it wasn't Danny Charles. No. It was the guy driving for the Smiths. What was his name?
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Kirk.
I can't remember who that
was. Of all people not to remember, it's Kirk Elliott. Have you ever seen him not remember anything?
Kirk, some things I can't remember.
Some things do go in and out, but boy, he's a trap on 90%. So somebody's talking about Dirt Nights. On MAV TV, anybody watching that? I haven't.
Was that with the USMTS series? They had a reality show about the United
Dirt
States Modified Touring Series.
That was it.
Tom Charles was on that show back in the day too.
That was a better show than the Thunder in the Heartland or whatever name of the show that was.
Yeah. Well, it was on Discovery. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
They only did six episodes.
Yeah, it was only six
show.
Episodes.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
And I've seen a couple of episodes on this Formula One series on Netflix.
Yeah,
I didn't do much.
I tried to watch it, and
Kirk is not a reality guy,
no,
is he?
No, I'm not.
I tried to watch that Formula
Why is
One.
That, Kirk?
I don't know.
What don't you like about reality?
It just doesn't...
It's
I don't
reality,
know, it just doesn't
Kirk.
Interest me.
It's reality.
Other people's mundane lives just don't interest me a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like watching inside people's lives, don't you?
I'm a documentary person.
I am too.
I love watching. So it's kind of like
I like those kind of shows, documentaries about people. Those shows, a lot of those are very good to watch. Documentaries, I'm talking about.
No, I understand.
Yeah. I think Danny Charles won the track championship the year that they filmed Heartland Thunder. But who was it, Lloyd, that won all the races? The guy driving for Christina and Richard Smith. Who was it?
I know who you're talking about. I just can't remember the name.
He raced down at CM Moody. Wasn't it Moody?
No, it wasn't Moody. It was somebody else. I can't remember. Been too long ago.
Chad Lyle.
Oh, it was Chad Lyle. That's it.
Was it Chad?
That's it. It was Chad Lyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you can't remember who it is. How do you know it's somebody else, Kirk? You don't even know who it is.
It seemed to me a driver that wasn't a big name at that time that won all those races back then.
It was Chad Lyle. He was driving the 16S car.
Chad Lyle was a big name.
He was driving the 16S car.
Okay.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, Ty Dillon's going to join us here on the show. We'll talk to him about losing his ride and whatever else we want to talk about. So we'll just talk to Ty Dillon when we come back. Mostly Motorsports is brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back with Ty Dillon.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod End Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod End Supply has an assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod End Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodendsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three nine-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor with producer Todd Surprise, hanging out with us here in the Racing Boys studio. Joining us now on the show is Cup Series driver Ty Dillon. He joins us now on the show. Ty, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, man, I know it's been a trying time for you here as of lately, but I want to talk about, before we get into what could happen for you in the future, let's talk about your race out at Kansas Speedway. You had a good run out there at Kansas Speedway, 17th.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, one of our better runs we've had this year, just overall good performance out of the car, and felt very confident. And, you know, we really worked hard going into that race on our mile and a half program and showed improvement. You know, the schedule since then, we haven't really had too many mile and a half post that race. So, you know, I think looking forward to getting back to some of these bigger tracks, see how much we've progressed since then as a team and driver. And, you know, Kansas, like I said, hasn't always been one of my better tracks, but to have a good run there was really good for us.
Yeah, it seems like the intermediate tracks are a little bit better to you. Do you feel like the 1.5-mile tracks, I noticed that Atlanta, you had a 23rd-place finish. That was a pretty decent finish considering all the things that went on there at Atlanta. What do you feel like is your best track for you as a driver?
You know, I think personally I enjoy short tracks and road courses the most.
Yeah.
I've had good success at the mile and a half. I think probably statistically I've ran better at mile and a half, but I wouldn't say that, you know, I feel like we've been as strong at those throughout my career. You know, I'm not particular to any style racetrack. I enjoy the challenges of each week doing something different. So As long as we're not doing the same tracks over and over each week, that's the only thing that bothers me about our schedule is if we go to 3 or 4 mile and a half in a row.
Yeah.
Which NASCAR's done a really good job of changing the schedule over the last couple of years, where we're constantly moving and doing different things, and that makes it really exciting for a driver.
Yeah, tough weekend last weekend at New Hampshire. You ran 35th, had problems early in that race.
Yeah, we pretty much got crashed in lap 5. The 31 was on the outside of us. We didn't have the qualifying run that we wanted to, but we were coming up to the field pretty quickly already, and was running the bottom, kind of the yellow line, the apron of the track. Was really good for me in the Xfinity race, and we were able to end up finishing 6th there. And so early on was running that line, and the 31 kind of came from the very top line all the way down to my bottom line on exit and hit me in the right front and spun me out. I think the 48 kind of caught me in the right rear while I was spinning and put his head on the wall, so the car was not going to continue. And, you know, it was really unfortunate because I felt like we were going to have a strong day. Loudon's one of my favorite tracks to go to. Feel very confident racing there. And, just a bummer into that weekend that was, you know, obviously full of a lot of different things for me. And we were all hoping to have a good, strong run, and it just didn't work out. But we're looking forward to going to Pocono and having a good run there.
Yeah, how's your average finish at Pocono? Is that a place that you like? There's a lot going on there. You got to do some shifting. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't keep up with my average finishes at many tracks. I don't really know, but you know, it's a unique track. Obviously, it's called the Tricky Triangle, and that's a good description of it. Three corners that are so unique, but yet the straightaways are so long. So I think the way you approach it has to be somewhat conservative as far as attacking entries of the corner, but making sure you're really using a lot of throttle time on exit to complete passes and complete runs without giving up momentum. So it's a fun racetrack. It's a challenge for drivers and crew chiefs to get it all nailed down. You know, I think this could be probably one of my better runs there. I've had some good finishes, but finishes don't always tell the story.
Right.
And we haven't had great speed overall there at sometimes. But I think this will be this year will be a really good one for us.
Yeah. I know it's pretty sad news. I don't know if it's sad or if you're happy, but I know that you're splitting ways with Petty GMS. That's got to be tough, right? I mean, you're in this new ride and you're looking forward to long-term success there. Talk about how that all transpired there a little bit for us, would you?
Yeah, anytime a new relationship ends soon, it's always disappointing, right? But
right.
I think for both parties, it's, you know, both parties are excited going forward for the future, and we want to give each other the best we can the rest of the way out to help everything going forward for both sides. You know, when I signed up with them, my goals were set to be there long term for a long time and retire with them, same way I felt about Germain Racing. But sometimes things don't work out. There's different factors that come into play. And, you know, you always try to look at yourself in situations, you know, that don't last. But, you know, I think it just wasn't meant to be this go around. And I'm certainly excited for the next possibilities of what's coming up in my career, and just having fun and being with a team that's excited for me and going out and having a chance to really win races.
Do you feel the chemistry wasn't there from the beginning, or do you feel it kind of fell apart as time went on?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not really worth going into that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been announced that the team and I are going different ways, and I think anything that happens within an organization should stay in the organization.
I got
stay
you.
Between myself. So you know, we all had sights set on being together for a long time, and you know, it didn't play out for both sides and both parties. And I think both of us are in a very comfortable agreement that we want the best for each other going forward. So,
right.
Like I said, I'm excited for what's next and giving it my all for the rest of this year and do the best I can.
You think there's any possibility that you could end up back in the 8 car? You think there's any chance of that?
I'm certainly a free agent, so all the cars that are available, you know, I'm looking to do what I can. I believe I'm one of the best 36 drivers in the sport.
Right.
And, and can get the job done at the cup level. But right now, I really just want to get to winning. I've been in the Cup Series for 6 years, and my last win was in the Xfinity Series about 6.5-7 years ago. So to me, I just want to get back to the reason I do what I do, the reason I love this sport, put so much effort and time into it, and that's winning and having fun. So things got to line up good for me to make a right choice this time. I've bounced around for the last 3 or 4 years, and I just need a home and a place to believe in me and, right. and to give it the proper timing and, momentum to really actually work out.
Yeah, we're visiting NASCAR Cup Series driver Ty Dillon. Don't you feel like, and I feel this way, that NASCAR is kind of making a comeback in the last couple of years, that the fans are starting to come back? And I think that has a lot to do with some of the drivers that are running there, obviously Kyle Larson, a lot of the dirt track people. But you've had a pretty good dirt background yourself. I watched you race down at Volusia before. Are you still doing a little bit of the dirt track racing?
You know, I haven't done it much in the last 7 or 8 years. Obviously, I have a large dirt background. I don't think people – it wasn't the vogue thing or cool thing to really right. talk about when I was running dirt racing. So, I'm not seen as one of those guys. But now you have the Larsons that are praised for being good dirt racers. And we go to Bristol Dirt this year, and we run right there with them and outrun them in the heat race. And I think we would have had a shot to race them for a win in Bristol, and people were quite surprised. But, I was pretty – my brother and I were very successful in dirt, which is a long time ago now. 10 or so years ago. And I think it's really good. I think the fans are showing up and they're excited about the new car. They're excited about the direction of NASCAR, the new tracks. And we're doing great things to spur excitement. And I think it's on the driver's part too, to carry that torch and be good personalities and show your personality and continue to put on good racing, which that's been happening all year.
Didn't you win a truck race out at Kansas Speedway?
I did win a Kansas. I think I did. I know I won an ARCA race for sure.
Maybe it was ARCA I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think trucks, they went to Atlanta, Texas, and there was one more. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know, but Clint Bowyer, you remember when Clint Bowyer drove that ARCA car down at Nashville Super Speedway when your grandpa hired him right after he ran that race down there and he runs second? I owned that race car. That was my ARCA team at the time, and it was only our second team as a race team. It was only our second race as a team. I drove it the first race at Kansas Speedway, qualified 11th. And then Bowyer qualified 7th, led 47 laps, lost the lead with 9 laps to go, and run 2nd in that race. And I'll never forget the day that you won that ARCA race. Your grandpa, he come over, and I told him the story about it. And he goes, Clint Bowyer owes you everything. And it was, it was so funny because a lot of people have told me that over the years. But when your grandpa said it, it resonated with me. It was like, all right. Maybe this is real. Your grandpa is one of the coolest cats, isn't he?
He really is. As I get older and, I'm paying a lot more attention to business and my own personal business, being a driver and everything that comes with that, just seeing the man he is, the way that he honors his relationships and is, stands by his word. I think over the last couple of years, I've learned how inconsistent that can be across anything, other teams, sports. And I think that's why he's been successful on his own pocket. A lot of these team owners are, they run teams based off of their outside businesses and that kind of keeps them afloat. But he's the only one left that started with a $20 bill to buy a taxi cab and is still doing great, at the level he's at now. So I think his honor as a man, his loyalty is second to none. There's only a few teams that I've, been in contact that treat people as good as my grandfather. And I think that's why he's been long-term successful and will always be that way. So that's probably been the greatest thing that I've learned. People always ask me what he's taught you as far as a driver, but I think just the man he is the most important thing that I've learned that's helped my career.
What do you think is the number one thing that your grandfather has taught you as a life lesson? Is there one thing that really stands out more than anything else?
I think it's just that. I think what I said about him just being loyal and his honor as a man and the way he runs his company and takes care of his people. You know, he is a vision of loyalty in our sport, and people enjoy that. People trust that. And I think you know what you're getting when you're doing business with Richard Childress, and he expects you to honor your word as much as he's going to honor his. So I think that's what I've learned the most from him about.
Well, Ty, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy day for you, but thanks for taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. Man, we appreciate it. Good luck to you this weekend at Pocono. We hope that you do good, my friend.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. There you have it, Ty Dillon. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod End Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod End Supply has an assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod End Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodendsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen-printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen-printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back. It's Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor. Todd Surprise filling in for Austin O'Neill. If you haven't heard about Austin last night, he went up to I-80 for the Silver Dollar Nationals 360 race they ran last night. And unfortunately, Austin blew his motor up last night.
Tough night.
Tough night.
Gosh.
So we're thinking about putting a GoFundMe page together for Austin.
After we seen that comment, that was a great comment.
What was the comment?
It was the comment
that we should, should get my wallet out?
Well, then the next guy said you should set up a GoFundMe page, right, which was a very good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
So we're going to see about doing something about that. We've never done that for I know you had one for your daughter's thing when they had the
tornado went through there. Ripped up their goat shed.
Yeah.
And great response with that, by the way.
So we'll have to look into figuring out how to maybe set that thing up.
My loyal listener, Tammy, just said on the Facebook page, she said, just saw West Virginia Motor Speedway has closed down for the rest of 2022.
So what would bring that on?
You know, I think that we've got a combination of things that are going on between the tires, the heat,
employees,
and to be honest with you, and just trying to find people to work.
Yeah, employees.
A lot of people just don't want to work. You know, it's kind of funny when you say that, because I was just watching on TV the other day where they said that the unemployment rate is like at 3.6.
It's really low.
It's really low. But you hear a lot of people complaining about they can't get help to work.
Yeah,
people to work.
There's a lot of people that are still paying still a little bit under what the other people are starting to pay. So therefore, it kind of rubs. You know, it's hard for mom and pops and small places to kind of feed that big dollar that you're going to demand. You know, check a cheeseburger cost you $10 nowadays. It ain't a $5 burger.
Kirk went to I-70 Speedway the other day.
Yeah.
He bought a bottle of water and a cheeseburger. You know how much it was? $11. $11 for a cheeseburger and a bottle of water.
We were at the baseball game. And
does that turn people off?
It does a little bit. When we were at the baseball game, my son's game, at a high school college, it was at a college facility, and bottle of water was $4, and I thought, good night.
$3.50 at I-70.
I said, $4? You could buy a case of water for $4. So I get it. I understand things.
You can buy a case of water sometimes for $2.50.
For $2.50. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
You throw in.
It makes you just think that they're greedy.
Yeah, and the candy was $3. I thought, now a thing of M&M's for $3 is, I just don't.
Now, the candy, I get a little more of that if it's $3, because, you know, if you go to a Quick Trip if you go to 7-Eleven or some kind of store like that, or a Casey's, they're $1.99, yeah, so $2.50, right?
Yeah, so you're paying 50 cents more. But, yeah, a bottle of water is rough to pay $4, $3.50.
When you know that you can buy a case for $2.50.
When you know your car's got 10 bottles out there in the cooler just for free.
Right.
It's tough. But I get it. I understand. It's really tough right now, man. It's things are tough all over, as they say. So
yeah. You know, just the you know, it might be that just the cost of doing business is a little bit too much for West Virginia Motor Speedway.
It could very
right?
well be.
Right.
East Coast, too, so you're looking at.
It's only low because a lot ran. Lloyd Collins.
Here we go.
Hang on when Lloyd sends something in.
Yeah, well,
it's only low because a lot ran out of unemployment, so those are taking off the list, which makes it look like unemployment is down, which it is not. It's all political. Lloyd, we don't talk politics on this show.
We'll kindly sidestep that one.
We'll sidestep that one because you're radical. Lloyd's a little radical.
He'll like to roll on that.
Lloyd's just a little radical.
He'll roll on that. We'll move right on back.
I love Lloyd Collins like a brother.
You see,
he's a little bit off on the deep end.
He had to get his camera fixed. I saw he had a broken camera.
He did? Did he break his camera at the track?
I don't know which track it happened at, but I don't know if something had happened, but when anytime you send back a camera to the manufacturer, man, you
it's
know
gonna it's
going to
cost you.
It's going to cost you.
Hang on.
But he said it wasn't bad, and he got it back at a pretty reasonable time, so that worked out pretty good. I think your channel's getting ready to turn off behind you there, so I'll just give you a heads up.
Oh.
But yeah, that anytime you have to, there you go. Anytime you have to get anything fixed nowadays, boy, you bite your tongue and hold your breath.
Frog just got on here, said corn dog and a water, $10 at I-70.
Oh, that hurts, a hot dog and water.
Lloyd said it cost him $400 to fix that camera.
400, there you go. So, but you know, that's a high end camera though. That ain't, you know, what Lloyd's shooting with professional stuff. So
I try to send these old cameras in to get a little,
yeah,
like a
they don't
mini MD HDMI.
Replay. They don't want to mess.
$1,000.
Yeah, they charge that much knowing that you'll just buy the next one, throw in 400 more and just buy the next. they just know it. It's like,
yeah,
I'll just buy a new one.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them.
Todd, I appreciate you coming in and
yeah,
filling
man,
in for
fun.
Austin, man, the last couple
week.
Days.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm here for, man.
You're always here on Saturdays, though,
yeah,
right?
I roll Saturdays every yeah. week, unless we're – I got one more out-of-town baseball game. We're going to Creighton, which is up in Nebraska. So August 5th and 6th, just an overnighter, me and the boy.
Yeah.
Wife's staying home. She's got – has some family things she's going to be doing. So, yeah, we're going to – one more trip. But after that, I'm looking to maybe catch a few races. So I was waiting for some of this heat to die down before I –
You bit, picked the wrong time of year.
I'm going to wait till maybe, you know, October.
right, exactly.
That's what we're going to have to do.
Well, all I know is that just we need to get out to the races, support your local
yes.
racetracks. If there was ever a time to support your local racetracks, it's right now. You know, because as
for sure.
it's well documented that the racetracks take their biggest hit during the heat of the summer, July
it's
and
rough.
August,
it's
right?
Rough right?
They
now.
Know that that's when people start staying home because it's too hot.
Yep.
But just stay really good and hydrated. Drink a lot of water.
That's right.
You know what? Sneak some water in if you have to.
Make sure you drink it in that parking lot, too. It's good before pre-race water is great.
Sit out in the shade out in front of your racetrack
right.
and have a little water and hang out with your friends. Go in at the last minute.
And get
go up, get your ticket, then go in at the last minute.
That's right. People right? do that. We see that all the time. They go in, watch their favorite driver get their heat race on, then go back to the parking lot and chill out for a little bit, then come back in and be ready to roll for the night. But you're right, Scott. We've got to, more than ever, supporting your local racetrack
right is, now is important.
It's very important. It's hard with every job, with every company out there, but your racetracks, this isn't just a time of the year thing. I mean, this happens every year, like you were saying. When it gets hot, ticket sales
yeah.
go down. So make sure you guys are buying stuff. Buy the merchandise from the tracks. That helps
out,
too.
Do whatever you can. Right?
Sure. And bring a friend out there at this time of year,
not,
man.
Not all racetracks charge that kind of money
That's
for
right.
food.
And you know what? Kids don't. Here's another thing I've found out. Young kids don't care that it's 100 degrees. They'll run. So you can take out a couple young kids to these tracks. Get the bug in on these young kids.
Take them
out right now.
I think you hit on it right there, to be honest with you, Todd. The thing that we need to do more than anything right now in motorsports is get young people involved in our sport.
I agree.
So many people are not taking kids to the races. Kids are not mechanically inclined like they were when we
no.
were kids. When we were kids, you know, you could work on a quadrajet carburetor or a two-barrel
yeah,
carburetor.
It's
you could run your own valves. You could do all these kind of things. There's no interest in mechanics with young kids anymore.
It's just a different world.
Take it to the dealership or take it to your local mechanic, and that's how everybody fixes cars nowadays.
That's how everybody does, unless you know a guy. But the thing is, kids will go wherever you tell them to. I mean, you know, if you told a kid, hey, we got tickets to the races tonight, guess what? A young kid will say, let's go.
Let's go.
They don't care, so drag those boys and girls out to the track because they don't care if it's 110 degrees. They don't care.
My kids grew up at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Every Friday and Saturday night, my kids were at the races.
Well, Jennifer's got a cousin, and their kid, he's a diehard race. He's a little boy. He plays stickball, but he's a diehard race fan, and he follows Kyle Larson's and all the dirt guys. But guess where they're at? when the big races come to town, or a couple times a week or a couple times a year. They're at Lakeside Speedway watching right. the big races, and he's a young kid, and he knows what sprint car is. So it, like you said, bring the little kids out. It's good to see. I'm glad to see there are some kids out there that are, you know, really diving into this. But right. we definitely need more of those, because there's a lot of us gray-haireds in the stands.
Yeah, there's too many of us.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. All right, Todd. Thanks
my buddy. Friend.
I appreciate it. All right, that's it for today, folks. Mostly Motorsports has been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We're hoping that Austin will be back tomorrow so we can talk to him about his motor. I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but we're going to have to talk about it with him. I know that he's going to be a little bummed out about it. I'm not sure. Oh, Tori just tuned in. Just tuning in. I did grow up at the racetrack since I was 6 weeks to 16.
She knows.
She was there every week. You see her name, Tori. I'm gonna tell everybody your name. Tori's name is Victoria Lane, for Victory Lane. How
so,
about that?
So how could she not be?
How bad you got it when you name your kid after Victory Lane?
Yep, I've got.
Thank God it wasn't a boy. It could have been named Race Trailer.
Race Trailer.
Right.
I named my son's middle name is Halen. So you
yeah,
know,
it, right.
Like you said, what you're passionate about is what you're in. And
right.
She definitely knows about hanging out at the track.
Where did Tex go?
He calmed down.
He did. Tori, let me just tell you, you need to go back and watch this show
yes.
a little bit earlier in the show. Texas was running around here with his like a madman chasing his tail.
Just spinning.
Just running around in here. So go back and watch the start of the show, Tori.
It was fun.
She said I stole that from Daryl Waltrip, that name. I did.
There you go.
Yeah, I did steal that from Daryl Waltrip. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Again, Mostly Motorsports has been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. For Todd Surprise, for Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time right here on Mostly Motorsports.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.